Chapter 2. Leroy says, "What should I do?" Leroy's mom read the king's invitation every morning to Leroy. She had him write the rules on paper and hang it on the wall of his bedroom so he would remember them. Tell the truth and never lie. Speak what is right and also do what is right. Choose what is good for others, not only what is good for yourself. Choose friends who follow the king's rules, but stay away from wrongdoers. "Bye, Mom," shouted Leroy. "I'm going to Sandy Village Playground." The playground was just a little way from his house. When he arrived, several boys were playing a game of hide-and-seek, and they invited him to join in. He volunteered to be the counter. 48, 49, 50. "Ready or not, here I come," shouted Leroy. He ran up the slide and found Joe hiding under the bench at the top. When he slid down, he saw a second boy's feet sticking out from the tunnel. "Ha ha, Pete, your feet gave you away," they both laughed. Melvin had climbed a pile of driftwood at the edge of the playground. Leroy looked everywhere but couldn't find him. When he passed by the pile for the third time, Melvin yelled, "Up here!" then threw a handful of sand at Leroy, hitting him right in the face. "Ha ha ha!" Melvin burst out laughing. "I would have been here all day if I hadn't yelled at you." Leroy's eyes burned, and he was coughing and spitting out sand. Pete and Joe shared their water so he could rinse the sand from his eyes. They played a few more rounds until it got too hot. "I'm going fishing at the dock," said Melvin. "Anyone want to come?" "I can't," said Joe. "I'm going to help my grandpa. His house needs cleaning again after the rain. You guys can come if you want." He glanced up at the mountain. "I can't wait to move to the king's palace." "What should I do?" thought Leroy. He loved fishing, but he felt uneasy about going with Melvin. "Thanks, Melvin, but I think I'll go help Joe's grandpa."